Maybe you could say something about it. It's the unborn.
Unborn principle. When we talk on this level, which is very profound, I cannot say anything accurate. It is too subtle. It's way beyond logic. It's too subtle to bring the words into something that really makes sense. Because already when you bring out the unborn principle, that's already ridiculous. Because the moment you say principle, there is this manifestation of this sound form. So we are already quite helpless here. And still, this is referring to something. Still, our heart can somehow perceive unborn principle. This unborn principle is not really manifesting, so that means that it cannot die. Something that is not born cannot die. Only something that is born can die. Something that is born enters this lifespan of experiences, whether it is a blade of grass or an oak or a human being or a giraffe, enters this domain of experiencing and then dissolves into death. What then is this unborn principle? If this unborn principle is not coming to manifestation, it is not under the law of experiences, it's not under the law of time and space. Because experiences take place in time and space. So experiences don't apply. Time doesn't apply. Space doesn't apply. Birth and death doesn't apply. Where are we now? All that we can know is known in our lives, is known with this instrument that we may call mind. This unborn principle? If this principle is unborn, mind cannot enter. So this we cannot know. How can we know? Of course not. This must be prior to mind. This must be prior to any idea that I have. This is not touched by whatever we experience and good and bad and positive and negative and war and happiness. It's not touched. This is impeccable. This sounds like the domain of the Lord. I don't know what the Lord means, but something like that. Not our domain. Our domain seems to be mind. That gives us the opportunity to know. And this is another territory altogether. So when there is no time, this must have to do with timelessness. So if there is no experience, which is change, this must have to do with changelessness. This must have to do with stillness. This must have to do with no time. This must have to do with eternity. So what is it that we cannot know is always present yet unborn, is not changing, is so still, and seems to be permeating my life because somehow I sense it. I cannot understand it. I cannot know it, but I sense. Somehow this resonates, this changelessness, this unborn, yet ever-present mystery. Of course it resonates. Because prior to all your ideas and all your feelings and all your experiences, there is this. Here and everywhere, now and always, still radiant luminosity. This is you. This is the real you. And we all know it somehow. We all know these moments that our beings are in peace and there is this stillness. When we are in peace, when we have moments of peace, is this stillness. It is a pointer. It's a door. Every door can bring you two ways. It can bring you that way, and it can bring you this way. Every door. And usually we are so tempted to go through the door and into our life experiences. And my suggestion is to go through the door right into your heart, into the stillness. There's no snow. Flavor, no, has no attributes, no characteristics, knows no time, and is always here, everywhere. Silently abiding in every creation. So silence is the meeting point. When your being is silenced, it meets and merge with the abiding silence in your very heart. What a mystery. And this is universal. Available for everybody. It's available for everybody.